Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: Canadian Senate unanimously passes bill to combat organ trafficking. Brazil, the art of Jen Shan Ren exhibition in Sao Paulo and Brasilia. Greece, practitioners raise awareness of forced organ harvesting in China. The Wish movie well received at film festival in Florida. Teenaged girl driven insane after being forced to watch parents tortured by police. And Bali, Falun Gong practitioners hold peaceful protest in front of Chinese consulate. Now for the stories.
Canadian Senate unanimously passes bill to combat organ trafficking. The Canadian Senate unanimously passed a bill to combat organ trafficking on October 23, 2018. The bill amends the criminal code to create new offenses in relation to trafficking in human organs and tissue, said bill sponsor Senator Salma Attaloojan at a press conference. Senator Attaloojan said that the bill, S-240, amends the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act to provide that a permanent resident or foreign national is inadmissible to Canada if the Minister of Citizenship and Immigration is of the opinion that they have engaged in any activities related to trafficking in human organs and tissue. The bill received great support by members of all political parties, as have similar initiatives on this issue. The bill is now awaiting consideration by the House of Commons for becoming legislation. Senator Jane Cordy told a Minghui reporter that she believes organ trafficking is a global issue. She said that it might be easy to think that it doesn't affect our own communities, but she was alarmed when she learned that a doctor in Toronto had sent 50 of his patients to China for organ transplants. The case Senator Cordy brought up was cited by investigations into organ trafficking in China done by David Kilgore, a former MP and Secretary of State for Asia Pacific, and David Mattis, a Canadian human rights lawyer. According to reports by Mattis and Kilgore, imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners have been the main target of state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting in China. Their reports cite a direct correlation between the otherwise unexplained boom in China's organ transplants and the beginning of the brutal persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. Senator Wanda Elaine Thomas-Bernard, chair of the Standing Senate Committee on Human Rights, told a Minghui reporter that she believes that the evidence for forced organ harvesting in China is convincing and that this bill will prevent Canadians from getting involved in these crimes. She said that the Canadian government must make sure that everyone that is involved in organ trade is aware of this problem and that people must be held legally responsible for their actions. To date, Taiwan, Israel, Spain, Italy, and Norway have enacted laws to prevent citizens from going to China for organ transplants.
Brazil, the art of Jen Shan Ren exhibition in Sao Paulo and Brasilia. The art of Jen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition was hosted this fall in Sao Paulo and Brasilia, Brazil. Visitors to the exhibit were impressed by the quality of the artworks and by Falun Gong practitioners' unyielding spirit in the face of the Chinese Communist Party's brutal persecution. Sao Paulo. The exhibition in Sao Paulo was held in the Science and Education Department of a local college on September 24, 2018. The exhibition coincided with a History, Geography, and Social Science Week. Practitioners were invited to introduce Falun Gong and their journey of resisting the CCP's persecution in a seminar. More than 300 faculty members, students, and educators attended the seminar. Many expressed deep concern and indignation about the regime's crime of harvesting organs from living practitioners. Brasilia. The Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition in Brasilia was held in the multifunctional hall at a large shopping center beginning on October 4th. Carolina, an artist, was very impressed by the painting entitled Call of Innocence. She said its touching realism had aroused her sympathy and that she felt the persecution was a crime against humanity and should be condemned. A lady named Christiane was saddened to learn that people under communist rule didn't have freedom of belief. She said she had heard that the Chinese Communist Party was corrupt, but didn't know it was so evil. She also learned that Falun Dafa is a cultivation practice that follows the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. She said, "That's very meaningful. I would like to know more, and I would like to learn the practice."
Greece. Practitioners raise awareness of forced organ harvesting in China. October 18, 2018, marked the 12th annual EU Anti-Trafficking Day to raise awareness of the atrocities of human trafficking. October 18, 2018, marked the 12th annual EU Anti-Trafficking Day to raise awareness of the atrocities of human trafficking. In conjunction with this important date, Falun Dafa practitioners in Greece held an event in Athens on October 20th to draw attention to the trafficking of vital organs taken from living Falun Dafa practitioners being persecuted by the Chinese communist regime. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is a traditional mind-body cultivation practice. It has been brutally suppressed by the Chinese Communist Party since 1999 in a campaign of persecution that amounts to genocide. Falun Dafa practitioners and other prisoners of conscience, including Tibetans, Christians, and Uyghurs, have been targeted for their organs in extrajudicial killings sanctioned by the state. The Greek Ministry of Foreign Affairs encourages activities centered around the October 18th commemoration and supported the practitioners' event. The event was held on Syntagma Square in central Athens. Passers-by were shocked to learn about the killing of Falun Dafa practitioners in China for their organs, and many had a hard time believing the brutality carried out in Chinese prisons. Practitioners told them about the investigations that have taken place and the non-governmental organizations working to stop these crimes. They also mentioned laws being enacted in European countries and around the world to ban involvement in organ trafficking in China. People thanked practitioners for the information and signed a petition calling for the Greek government to take the initiative to ban participation in organ trafficking in China. As she watched practitioners doing the Falun Dafa exercises, one woman said, "I can't believe that such a peaceful group is being persecuted like that for doing this." Many people asked how to learn the Falun Dafa exercises. The Greeks have a close affinity to traditional Chinese culture, as both countries have long histories.
The Wish movie well received at Film Festival in Florida. The Wish, a new movie from New Century Film, was screened on October 19, 2018, during the 20th annual Melbourne Independent Filmmakers Festival in Florida. Festival judges and audience members were impressed by the movie's positive messages. In the 9-minute movie, The Wish, a young man steals money from a girl to pay a medical bill for his father. The girl, who was blind, had been saving a large sum of money to cure her own eye disease. Instead of blaming the young man, the girl forgave him and gave him a copy of the book Juan Falun. After reading the book, the young man was touched and decided to become a better person. Robert Mann, president of the festival, said that as a filmmaker he really liked the message in the movie, specifically that people would be blessed for their good deeds. Terry Cronin, founder and one judge at the Melbourne Independent Filmmakers Festival, praised the film, saying, "Certainly you have such a strong message. That is, you want people to become better people. It's like redemption and people enjoy it." Filmmaker Andy Sipes, who has received many awards for filmmaking, was also impressed. He said that from the movie, people learn that no matter what you have done in your life, you have the opportunity to make up for it. That is, never lose hope. Terry Cronin's parents also watched the movie and said that they liked it a lot. His father said he had felt bad in the beginning because the young man stole money from a blind girl. But the girl did not blame him and gave him a book. The young man changed a lot after reading the book and came back to help the girl regain her sight. He and his wife were both interested in learning what kind of book was talked about in the movie. An audience member and local resident named Lear was eager to find out more about the book. "What is that book? How can I get it? I want to read that book now," he remarked.
Teenage girl driven insane after being forced to watch parents tortured by police. A 32-year-old woman in Mudanjiang City was only 13 when her parents were both arrested in 2000 for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese communist regime. She was dealt another blow when her parents were arrested again for their faith 3 years later, not long after having been released. Police forced her to watch her parents being tortured and also made her stand under the scorching sun for hours on end. She was driven insane while a teenager and has since remained incapacitated. When Yuan Yuan was little, her parents were both plagued with serious health issues, but both returned to health after they started practicing Falun Gong. A once desperate family was full of hope again. But their happy days didn't last long. They became targets when the Chinese communist regime launched the nationwide persecution against Falun Gong in July 1999. Millions of practitioners like these have seen their lives turned upside down. Yuan Yuan's parents were arrested when they went to Beijing to appeal for Falun Gong in July 2000. Yuan Yuan had to bear all the hardships by herself, but she didn't complain. Her strong love for her parents gave her strength to endure the unimaginable sufferings not deserved by a person of her age. She was waiting for her parents to come home and reunite with them. During the freezing winter, she stayed at their empty apartment with no electricity or heat, without enough blankets to keep her warm at night. Her neighbors often saw her walking alone on the streets wearing slippers. Only a few months after Yuan Yuan's parents returned home from the labor camps, they were arrested again on April 19, 2003, for distributing Falun Gong-related materials. The deputy chief of the police station often shouted while directing the tortures, "Beat them to death. It's fine to beat them to death." The police also brought 16-year-old Yuan Yuan to the police station and forced her to watch her parents being tortured. The young girl was deeply traumatized by the experience. After 1.5 years of being captive at the detention center, Yuan Yuan's parents were sent to prisons. Her neighbors told a Mingwei correspondent that the police often forced her to stand at the entrance of their apartment building on hot summer days without moving for hours. They threatened to beat her parents if she dared to move. The fear of being persecuted by the police, the anxiety and helplessness in carrying on a hard life of her own, and the traumatic mental shocks from watching the merciless tortures against her beloved parents took a toll on the teenaged girl. Once an outstanding student, she quit school and began to wander about destitute. After her parents were released, they were devastated to see their darling daughter had gone insane. Now at 32 years old, Yuan Yuan cannot take care of herself and has to be watched by her parents at all times.
Bali. Falun Gong practitioners hold peaceful protest in front of Chinese consulate. Practitioners in Bali, Indonesia, held a peaceful protest near the Chinese consulate on October 22, 2018. They displayed banners across the road from the consulate with the messages, "Falun Dafa is good," and "Stop the persecution of Falun Gong." Many passersby expressed their support for practitioners' efforts to bring an end to the 19-year persecution of the practice in China. The activity was held in response to the Chinese consulate's recent wave of propaganda to defame Falun Gong to local governments. Practitioners drew attention to the benefits of the practice and also raised awareness of the persecution in China, including the state-sanctioned crime of forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Their efforts were met with a great deal of encouragement from the public. One man stopped to shake a practitioner's hand and said, "Hang on, continue your endeavor for justice." The mood throughout the event was compassionate and peaceful. The police officers on duty smiled as they accepted the practitioner's pamphlets. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.